All right, we'll move on now to progress reports, if we can. And I suggest we take these fairly quickly. See if I can finish the meeting by six.
Okay,
see if we can.
Right.
Half an hour ahead of schedule. Mr. Zimmerman, did you hear that? 6 o'clock. Right. Okay. Let's do Hong Kong Island first. As you see, we met on the 25th of May, and there is quite a detailed report of the things we discussed. The reassembly of Queen's Pier, which we rehearsed earlier. There was some discussion on where it should be located. Members expressed different views, but the purpose of the meeting really was to get a report from DevV and CDD on the engagement exercise that they've been undertaking with the community on the three designs, and there was a clear view in favour of one design. But they're busy, as we said earlier, finalising their report, and we'll have that with us for the next task force meeting. Urban design study for Wan Chai North and North Point. That's why I was getting agitated about what we were seeing there. This progresses very well. We believe we've come up with some very interesting ideas and concepts working with Plan D and the team, the consultants. Again, we're into engagement again now. This is on the more detailed proposal, which reflects a number of the items that you see mentioned here. And we've had some good interface with the Yacht Club in terms of their thinking. A lot of discussion, and I suspect this is where there may be ongoing discussion about the uses of the former Wan Chai public cargo working area basin. It's a unique area of calm water and special location, and I think there will be continued discussion about how we might optimise on the use of that area. Reprovisioning of the Tin Tsui Street playground. This was a rather disappointing submission from LCSD. Weren't really honestly thought it through, I think, in any great detail. Certainly hadn't thought it through in terms of a holistic or a comprehensive solution. So we asked them to actually go away and rethink, and they've undertaken to do that and come back with a revised design. They hadn't really addressed or tried to incorporate or include all the major components in a single solution. Observation wheel, again, is an ongoing debate and discussion. The future of the observation wheel, as you may recall, we agreed that we would extend the term for 1 year, or government agreed to extend the term for 1 year. And there's now discussion as to what should happen thereafter. Government is minded to tender the site, which we think would be potentially somewhat complicated, in the sense you've got someone there sitting there with a wheel, and how do you bid it out to competitors and people who might wish to do something different there. Anyway, that's ongoing. Community obviously do have quite strong views about the value of the wheel. And then again, the temporary use of the observation wheel site. This is linked to the tendency as well. There's a need to trim the site back as part of the ongoing exercise, because part of that site ultimately is required for site 7, the redevelopment of site 7. So those are really the issues I think that we touched on, or we discussed at the task force. All are ongoing, quite frankly, and we will no doubt appear on the next report. Members, anything? Paul, please.
Just a Wan Chai, just a few points that I think illustrate that we need more coordination and better understanding from the different government departments how they should work together towards one objective. The street side parking, Transport Department wants to maintain some street side parking on Hung Hing Road. But it is at the narrowest area where we have to have people walking on the street, and we want to get rid of those street side parking. So, and then the consultant comes back and says, I'm going to keep the street side parking because Transport Department wants that. So we need a better understanding from Transport Department that that's not the right place. And if we need street side parking, maybe it should be where the promenade is, so you have more space to work with if you really need it. But we need more flexibility and better understanding for the overall objective, and we need cooperation from government departments to that objective so that we don't have to fight about it. And the same for the seawall. In the, you know, despite for many years as everybody asking for the whole area to be marine active, there is a blank seawall straight down into the water without any bollards or ways to attach pontoons or vessels or anything other than people getting on and off at the landing step. And so again, I mean, we're not all government departments working to we're working towards an objective, a vision for the area. So I want to, via this commission level, appeal to all these government departments to work together with us to that vision, rather than making it all very difficult for the consultants and the harbour unit to get things done, or the planning department to get things done. So I make that appeal to everybody to get their act together.
All right, well, plans D is here. I'm sure KK is noted. Noted. Agreed. Oh, you agreed. Okay. It's even better. Right, we'll note and we'll make sure that it's passed to the team. Yes? Okay, thank you.